There were the hottest competition was George Becerra, my friend George Becerra, who was then in the Michigan Court of Appeals and who had a history of being very, very active in the party before becoming a judge, and was very close to the governor. And I don't know why I was chosen instead of George, but I'll share with you my thoughts about it, and if it winds up in the cutting room floor, that's somebody else's judgment, which is okay with me. I had been very, very active in the Respect for Life movement in 1971, 72, 73, 74, because I thought there was coming to our culture kind of a pernicious notion which would find its way into legislation having to do primarily with a lack of regard for the sanctity of human life all across the spectrum, not just the unborn, not just abortion, but the treatment of the newborn handicap, the treatment that are given mentally retarded people who are post-teenage years, and kind of an increasing disrespect, I thought, for the aged. That generated my interest in the Respect for Life movement. It was, contrary to what some people think, not just a matter of interest in the subject of abortion. So I had done some writing, given some speeches, a lot of speeches, and somehow became identified in Michigan as somebody who was interested in this subject in 1972, 73, 74. Now, there had been a ballot proposal, a proposal B on the ballot in 1972, called Proposal B, which, had it been adopted, would have brought to Michigan legislation providing abortion on demand, really, up to about 15 weeks. At that stage in history, the only states that had abortion legislation of that sort, as I remember, were Colorado, New York, and California, maybe another state. And I thought that was, that legislation was bad legislation, and I gave a lot of speeches in opposition to it, and it was, of course, roundly defeated by the public at the polls in the biggest percentage of rejection of an initiative in the history of the state. But I somehow got identified with this cause. Then Roe versus Wade was decided in 1973 in the United States Supreme Court, and I was just one voice among many who were interested in constitutional law who thought, no matter where one stood on the abortion question, whether pro-choice or pro-life, that it was an incredibly poorly reasoned constitutional law document. And I said so without trying to be strident or disrespectful to the Supreme Court. I go into all this, and now I end it, Roger, because I was given reason to think that while Governor Milliken's view was that was the so-called pro-choice view, he also had been the beneficiary of the political support of the Michigan Catholic Conference for a lot of reasons. He was a good governor, in their judgment, but he also had expressed support for in principle, for the concept of some kind of parochiate, some kind of financial support for private schools, which would keep them alive to preserve a dual school system. And he was going to come up for election again. And I have reason to think, from what I learned in later years, that the governor was interested in doing whatever he could honorably to enjoy the support of what he believed would be kind of a monolithic Catholic vote. At least there isn't any such thing, in my opinion. But
no.
I'm told that his advisors suggested to him it would be good not to alienate the Catholics. Well, there had just been a vacancy on the Michigan Supreme Court, which the governor had filled in 1975.
That was the appointment of Larry Lindemer.
It was the appointment of Larry Lindemer, who was the governor's close personal friend, had been a state chairman of the Republican Party, was a most distinguished lawyer, but didn't have a very reelectable name, a lot of people thought. A more distinguished and a more capable lawyer Governor Milliken could not have found to put on the court, in my opinion. He appointed Lindemann to the court, and a matter of months later, the Swainson vacancy occurred in the context of this political background that I've tried to snapshot here. And this Irish Catholic judge from Wayne County, who didn't seem to have too much baggage hanging around his neck, good or bad, seemed to fit some kind of a profile, I later was told, that might not do the governor any harm politically and hopefully would not embarrass him in terms of my competence. And I have come to believe in later years that that was kind of the atmosphere in which my appointment was made.
Do you think that the trial experience that you had as a circuit judge was a factor?
Yes, I think it was. There was
a lot of electoral contests for the Supreme Court. The issue comes up that people that sit there are short, generally speaking, on trial experiences in a judicial way. I just wonder what you thought about that.
I think it was important to mention. I don't mean that in talking about this Irish Catholic and this pro-life business to suggest that that was the dominant, that those were the dominant considerations. I just think they were in the mix. Mm-hmm. And I think that the fact that there was no justice sitting on the court who had any trial court experience to any extent was very important. Maybe as we visit here, I'll share with you how important I think that was later on as we talk.